Premier Barnett, you've just been on a new tour of the facility. What do you make of it?
Well, it's good to have a sneak preview. It's nearly completed. I have no doubt there is no other facility in Australia for a sporting team combined with sporting and recreation facilities for a community that could match this. This is absolutely outstanding, and I really do congratulate both the City of Coburn and the Fremantle Dockers for working together to make this a reality. And from the state government's point of view, we're also very pleased to contribute to it.
Was there any part of the facility that stood out to you?
Oh, wouldn't you love to be a player? I mean, I think the care and attention to training and the well-being and recovery from injury is amazing. In terms of the whole facility, I think the aquatic area was just magnificent. I mean, children's playgrounds, water slides, Olympic-sized pools, hydrotherapy, just magnificent. And, you know, that's going to be shared both by the community around Coburn, but also obviously the Dockers.
Safe to say it's an exciting time for footy in WA?
Well, it certainly is. And with this facility now about to be used, the Dockers, I think, about to move in, the new stadium, you know, less than a year away from completion, and your crosstown rivals, the Eagles, they'll be starting on their facility too. So it is. It's a tremendous time. And, of course, adding to that, the women's competition, which has got away to a really good start, and there's a lot of interest in that. So great to see the Dockers fielding a women's team.
That's great news. Thanks, Mr. Premier.
Thank you, and good luck to the Dockers this year.